You know, the Bible tells us so clearly that God's eyes search everything. And there are a lot of churchgoers of all ethnicities, denominations, both genders, you name it, who are convinced, at least kind of give the impression that we're convinced, that God is all-knowing. And so if God is really all-knowing, that means he knows everything there is to know about our true attitudes, our real motives, our true desires, including when it comes to our political views, our political worldviews, our political approaches. Still in Matthew chapter 5, verse 8, says, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God." Blessed are the pure in heart. When God, who so many of us say knows all things, when God, who so many of us say we're convinced, knows everything, looks at our hearts, does he see hearts that are free of hypocrisy? Yet so many people who claim to be followers of Christ have hearts that are filled with hypocrisy, just are hypocritical people. I mean hypocrites. And that's so unfortunate because it causes so many problems, even to the extent of people who do not, of turning off people who do not claim to be Christians. I mean, you think about how we hear so many people say they don't want to go to church because there's so many hypocrites in church. And unfortunately, it doesn't end there. A lot of people who don't want to go to church because they are aware of hypocrisy amongst those who claim to be Christians also don't want to have a relationship with God because of the hypocrisy of many who claim to be followers of God, who claim to be children of God. We're supposed to be people whose hearts are filled with love. And people who do not claim to be followers of Christ don't have to be followers of Christ, don't even have to study the Bible to realize that someone whose heart is supposed to be filled with love is not supposed to be have a heart that is filled with hostility. And people are not so out of touch with reality that they cannot make the connection between our decision to support candidates who try to make life miserable for other people and our own lack of love. They understand intuitively that what's going on in the heart is a strong, continuous flow of hostility and malice. And they know that hostility and malice have nothing to do with love. And so they hear what we have to say about so many different issues that we discuss. And very often, they see right through us when we claim all these noble reasons, all these beautiful reasons that we have for supporting candidates of hostility, candidates of malice, candidates of hatred. You vote for someone who makes it clear that he is opposed to this race and wants to do what he can to hurt them as he runs for president. You can come up with all the beautiful excuses as to why, this good was going to be done and that good was going to be done. I'll show you hypocrisy, the hypocrisy of that. You could also have talked about the opponent, his opponent, and talked about the good that that person was going to do. You weren't so out of touch with reality yourself that you couldn't see any good that was going to come from the opponent, from the other candidate. But you voted for someone who you knew had a heart of hatred, hostility, and malice. Made it clear. Encouraged, urged people to be violent against their own fellow citizens. And you know, you heard it yourself. They need to be carried out on stretchers. Go ahead and do what you want to do, and I'll pay the legal bills. You heard it yourselves. Urging violence, hatred, hostility, malice against fellow citizens of America the Beautiful. When God looked at the reason that you voted the way you voted, did he see purity of heart? Is he looking at hypocrisy? The heart of man is desperately wicked, the Bible tells us. Desperately wicked. I know that a lot of you vote the way you vote because you're just filled with hatred. A lot of you vote the way you vote because on the flip side of that, you really are trying to vote for the candidates who you truly believe will do the most good for the most people. And I applaud you for that. Very often, the voting decision is not going to be an easy one because sometimes it's hard to know who may do the most good for the most people. A lot of times, it's not that hard. And those of you who have figured it out have decided, hey, you know what? I really do want to vote for the candidate who I truly believe is going to do the most good for the most people. I think that this is the candidate who's going to get that done in this case. So this is the person I'm going to vote for. Many of you really are sincere when it comes to your motives that drive the vote. And I applaud you for that. I mean it. I truly applaud you for that. And I want to ask you, keep voting that way. Keep approaching your politics that way. Some of you are very self-centered, as I've mentioned before, and you know you have hidden agendas for the reasons you vote. And a lot of it has to do with the way you've decided to approach your own self-interest. I want to share with you another way to view your own self-interest as soon as I come back.